And I'll tell you right now, we can use all the information we can get because it is the strangest, most chaotic, mysterious, and often seemingly contradictory trends that are going on in the labor market all at the same time. So any information that helps us try to understand what's happening right now is helpful.
Tell me more about the JOLTS survey results that you saw in that report that you made.
You know, we've always known that Alaska has a high churn labor market. People are coming in and out of our labor market. We have the most seasonal economy and labor market in the country. So it's always, you know, kind of churning out there. And then we look at this data and, you know, we have the second highest hiring rate in the country. When we looked at the August data at that time, the job openings rate was the highest in the country. The separations rate was the second. The quit rate was the fourth. So this does reinforce the fact that, you know, Alaska has a job market that churns a lot. And in a sense, that's always been sort of an advantage for people that are looking for work because even if we don't see job growth, because there's turnover here, more here than most places, you know, it does provide opportunities for people looking for jobs. Now, it may create headaches, obviously, for employers, but it's not surprising that we're above average in most of those measures.
So is that a good thing or not, I guess, is what I'm trying to figure out.
I think it depends on who you are. They did a survey, and this is on a national level, of job quitters who quit their jobs and then went to find another job. And in most cases, most of those folks saw an increase in their wages. You know, so for those folks that are looking for a job or looking to change their jobs or looking for a new career, this is an incredible opportunity, actually. For employers, of course, it's a huge challenge. So it really depends on what side of the equation you're looking at. And what, for me, the most interesting thing is you know, how long is this going to last? And I don't even dare try to forecast that. But, you know, when we think about, you know, I know it's hard to think about that right now in this sub-zero weather that we're experiencing, but summer is not that far off. And, you know, beginning in March, you know, our labor market begins to kind of thaw out. You know, right now we're losing jobs. We always are. And, you know, November, December, January, February, but they'll start growing again in March and April, May. What will happen when that occurs? And, you know, I know that's a big concern for a lot of employers that are tied up in the seasonal sector of our economy.
Is all this uncertainty, is that good for economists? I mean, it seems like your services would be in high demand. We need you more than ever, Neil.
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. You know, I'd hope so, but I don't know if that's really true or not. I mean, it's from an economist standpoint and an old labor economist standpoint in particular, I mean, it is fascinating. I mean, this is not something that I think any one person would have ever thought was a possible scenario. Now, we have had labor shortages before. I mean, that's not new. But for this reason, being in basically a recessionary environment, being in an environment where there are fewer jobs today than there were a couple of years ago, but still having labor shortages, and in any past recession, job seekers were having a tough time finding work. The number of quits would decline because normally you're not going to quit your job if you don't think there's another one out there. And in that environment, that's the way it used to be. But this, we've seen this change occur. That's what's so phenomenally interesting and totally unpredictable, I think.